With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Salt's wife Sarah is being mean girled. Who do I have? Hold my hoops.
No.
I got your back.
Man, this is ridiculous. The internet is a garbage place, everyone.
I agree with you. Well,
so you wake up, it's Sarah's first Mother's Day, right?
Yes.
You know, it should be a glorious day. She couldn't get any sleep, and I thought it was because CP was sick over the weekend. And I was like, oh, no. And you could just tell she was just tired and just groggy when she woke up.
Too.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
She's pregnant. She's got a lot going on right now. And I'm like, is everything all right, you know, babe? And, you know, are you all right? Happy Mother's Day. And she goes, yeah, you know, I just couldn't get to sleep last night because apparently she's on this kind of committee for her high school reunion or something like that. And one of the women called her a bully Facebook.
Oh, wow.
About the planning of this event, like right before she went to bed. And I'm like, what? Like, come on. We're all adults here. This is her 20-year high school reunion.
Right.
So you're in the age range of 38 years old.
You get a bar, you call it a day.
And you're calling somebody else a bully on Facebook. And my wife is a wonderful woman, and she says it how it is.
Right.
But I've been, you know, following along this entire process. I didn't want to. I know more about high school reunions now than I ever cared to be. I'm not really a joiner, but you know, my wife said, you know, I'm gonna take a little time and I'm gonna try and help the class get something organized, and it's just turned into this like backbiting and thing.
Did anybody like stick up for her when
her and her other friend are doing it? But it's like this, and then my wife's giving me backstory on this girl, and apparently this girl in high school is the same way.
Oh,
some people just never grow out of
it. Is that crazy?
Yeah, and it makes me so sad because my wife takes it so personal, and I'm like, you're just trying to do a nice thing. That's why I'm just going to cancel the whole internet at our house.
That's a good solution.
We're just going to get off the internet.
You need to take her phone and like lock it up when she gets.
Nah, I don't want to do that because she has, you know, she likes to get on there. She likes to talk to her friends. This is how she keeps connected.
Right.
Okay, but if
with
you do that,
friends,
then she can still keep connected and get called names.
It's such a hard thing.
It's just ridiculous.
When people come at you like that, and to let, it's impossible to let it go because we take it so personally.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for her. I really do.
You know, this is what it gets to. Here's what I'm going to say too. We have a problem with actual bullying with kids, but when you're calling other adults a bully just because you don't like what they say, it's not bullying.
No.
Right.
It's just you don't like what they're saying.
Right.
They're not bullying you into anything.
And because you don't have to say it to their face, you're just going to you're going to say things on social media and online that you would not ever have the gall to say to somebody's
face.
Yeah,
but that's usually anonymous. Like, I very rarely had someone I know say something like that to me. And
well, this is, you know, they know them, but they don't.
Well, I get it. I've been planning mine for the past 15 years. I get it. But I mean to say, like, I can't imagine if one of those people called me a name.
Oh, man.
In a group of all of people you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing it in front of people so people look
forever.
And see.
And some of these were like friends that she's been with, friends in high school. And it's like, I thought, I just feel like I am not a joiner. But I might join this Facebook group just to get involved in some of this.
Okay.
Because I'll burn it down. I'll burn the whole thing down. It's going to be an awkward reunion come Thanksgiving.
That I would pay to. Can I buy tickets?
Please.
I was going to say turn the other cheek, but after hearing you say what you're going to do.
Class of 19, watch out. I'm coming for you. Wherever it's held. Indoors, outdoors, I don't know.
Yeah, that, it is.
Depending
that,
on
if is that what they're arguing about?
If we can get the planning done, I don't know.
Right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.